USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Negotiations on raising the debt ceiling are still at a standstill. The president says there may be some what he calls MAGA Republicans willing to let the U.S. default on the debt.
I can't guarantee that they wouldn't force a default by doing something outrageous.
He made the comments before leaving the G7 summit in Japan early as the deadline looms. President Biden and Speaker McCarthy reportedly plan to speak on the phone to get talks going again. McCarthy had said he would not discuss it until Biden was back in the country. At least 10 people are dead and 9 injured after a shooting at a car show in northern Mexico's Baja California. Video on social media shows people with long guns get out of a van and open fire at a gas station in the coastal city of Ensenada, about 90 miles south of San Diego. The mayor and state attorney general are leading the investigation. Another year and no Triple Crown winner.
That's because National Treasure with John Velasquez up rode to the finish line first at the Preakness on Saturday. Derby winner and favorite Mage came in third. The day was filled with highs and lows for Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, who watched another in his stable having a meltdown get injured in an earlier race. The horse was euthanized.
Losing that horse today really hurt, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
Audio from NBC Sports. It's Baffert's 8th Preakness win. I'm Jerry Varmash.
Minnesota is set to become the 23rd state to go up in smoke. The state Senate yesterday approved legalizing recreational marijuana for adults over the age of 21. Governor Tim Walz said he'd be proud to sign the bill. It would take effect in August. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
The strike involving the Writers Guild of America and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers continues. Members have been picketing outside movie and TV studios in Los Angeles. The strike now approaching 3 weeks. Also in Los Angeles, the Nuggets down the Lakers 119-108 in Game 3 of the NBA Western Conference Finals to take a commanding 3-0 series lead. The Eastern Conference Finals between the Heat and Celtics continues tonight in Miami. Officials say it's going to be an unusually hot summer for most of the U.S.
That's the forecast from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. New data the agency released shows that the East Coast, South, West Coast, and the Rockies are all expected to experience scorching conditions this summer. It's forecast to be one of the top 10 warmest years on record. I'm John Schaefer.
Associate Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, during commencement ceremonies for the Washington College of Law at American University in Washington, D.C., says her experience as a public defender helped teach her how to overcome the odds.
Use your time wisely and figure out how to make the most of what you have. If you can do that, you will increase your odds of success in law and life.
She told graduates she learned to focus on her clients instead of being distracted by the advantage the prosecution has over public defenders. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.